Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is a 10-year member of our, 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Casey Communications, the author of Self-Employment for You, just about either is now or just about to be out in a new and expanded edition. Right, Paul? Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, that is correct.
Is it available?
Self-Employment for You 10 years later.
Is it out now? Ready?
No. Actually, it is not at this stage. I'm about three-quarters of the way through.
Okay, so they got that to look forward to. We'll give them a little teaser there, right?
That's right. They'll be on the edge of their bed.
They just sat back and said, oh, man, we wanted it now.
Right. That's what a marketing person has to do, create the demand.
That's exactly right. Hey, so Paul, one of the things I know you've been working a lot on is the role and the impact of personality on our relative success. Talk to us. Give us a little bit of a reminder about some of the things you've been working on.
I was just in Silicon Valley, I think I mentioned to you before the interview, and saw a lot of different people that are very bright, and they're just getting out of college, and they are smart. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Mechanical engineers, I mean, they could run circles around me. But what struck me about all of them individually, and I gave them this advice because we had like a speed dating sort of format when they come by and they talk to someone for 3 or 4 minutes and move on to the next. But I found consistently I was saying to people that one of the things, the traits, it's got to be inherited, I guess, or whatever, that I advise them not to start a business right out of college, that they should probably go and work for someone else, learn, pay off their college.
Good advice. Good advice.
And you know, you gain experience.
And the training. Never underestimate the training that you're going to get. You'll never get better training than the big companies do. If there's one thing that big companies do, and they absolutely do it to the company better than anybody else in the marketplace, they give you, they invest in your training.
That's correct. That's right. And
I am a better small business owner because I spent 23 years being trained by corporate America.
Yeah. So that was one of the traits that I felt that was essentially very important to them, because they just didn't have the experience of life, per se, paying bills, doing a lot of things, and having that backup experience that I think makes the difference between success and failure in business. So that was one of the traits that I'm speaking of in terms of a good trait. I've often been thinking we're going to talk about technology in the second half of this interview, but in updating my book of, really what's new, what's not, it's still pretty much going to be business. You have to have a lot of personality traits to succeed, and that's not going to change in over the next 20 or 30 years.
Give us an example. When you say personality traits, give us an example.
Excuse me? Like a percentage of what now?
No, when you say personality traits, give us an example.
Okay, I would have to say that an organized person, an organized man, that one of those traits that you need to be is an organized person, meaning that you have to know what your day is.
And you think being organized is a personality trait?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
I think
I don't disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just want to make sure I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. And I think you could look at it both ways, but organization, I think, is something that you work on and is such a key element to success that, I mean, I think people who are disorganized...
It's definitely part of your makeup. You're either organized or you're not, aren't you?
Right. Well, and, that's true. Some people are a little bit organized. Not everybody's 100% organized, but no one's totally disorganized. There's a meter in between. But you better fall in the 70 to 80% percentile of being organized that I think will help you succeed.
Right.
Because my belief is that time in business is your most precious commodity, and that
there's no question.
Money, time is money.
You can't make more of that. You can make more money. You can't make more time. So what's another example of a trait, of a good,
I would
important
say,
trait?
You know, judgment, just being a person that has pretty good judgment. I think if you're on your sixth or seventh marriage, or if you you're in hot potatoes all the time, you're in trouble, you're always trying to dig yourself
you're
out
always,
in your relationships you have with people.
You don't make good money judgments, that kind of thing.
Right.
Make snap judgment. All right, give us one more.
I'm going to say decisive. Mm-hmm. You need to be a person who can be a decision maker and go with it. I mean, making decisions is a key component. If you make a mistake,
you can't make decisions, you won't be a good small business owner.
That's correct.
You got to make them and move on, don't you?
That's right.
When we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Paul to talk to us about how these analog traits, how they have to be modified, perhaps, in the digital world. And we'll do that after these messages. 22, right back with Paul Casey. His book is called Is Self-Employment for You?
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.